So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, yeah. It's almost the weekend. Trying to figure out who's going to be the Browns' next head coach. Trying to figure out if your quarterback can fit into his scheme. Trying to figure out what you watched last night as you were watching college football and that fantastic ending with Miami and Ole Miss. What a game that was. And, you know, kicking back, relaxing, and heading into one of the first weekends of the year here with plenty to watch when it comes to the NFL playoffs. My name is Andy Baskin. His name is Jeff Phelps, and Jeff is not here. Hello, Jeff? Nope, Jeff's definitely not here. So Dan Menigan sits in today on a little edition of Baskin and Phelps. You know, the thing is, crickets, the one thing is, crickets, we've been doing this too long, haven't we?
Yeah, he's a delight. And I do enjoy cattle prodding him quite a lot.
You are pretty good at it.
I enjoy it.
I go through phases.
He needs it every so often.
I know. When you've done a show with a guy for 14, some better parts of the last two decades between radio and television, it's interesting.
We all need it.
Yeah,
we do. It's good for everyone to be cattle prodded every so often and to get kind of fired up and to get into some, you know, good arguments and all that kind of stuff that makes you think.
Well, he has the day off, so he can relax, chill out, not have to argue with anybody other than maybe the dog. I don't know who else you would argue with today. There are a lot of things going into this weekend that I want to touch on over the next 4 hours as we chill out and get ready. By the way, how awesome is the drive around town not seeing any snow? I'm good with it.
I'm in. This has been awesome. And especially the fact that, like, I don't want to say this too loudly, I think I'm going to go home and, like, open some windows.
Oh, I thought you said you were going to go home and mow the lawn.
No. We're not there. That's pushing.
Get some marks on the lawn if you're going to keep doing
exactly.
That. So.
Get all those leaves up that I missed the first time around.
I just hope we're not going to pay for this in like 2 weeks with a blizzard.
Well, but we always had this.
I know.
We always used to have this like 3-day stretch where it would hit the 50s or the 60s around here. And then it would go back into winter. You know, there was always that like trick 3 days.
Yeah, it's a weird little stretch we're in here, but that's all right. I'll take it. It was raining pretty hard last night. Woke me up a couple times. Not a big deal.
Sorry to hear that.
That's okay. I can tell you the last time I slept 20-some years ago before we had kids.
You'll get there.
I can't remember the last time I had a full night's sleep.
You'll get there.
Cannot remember it, not once. All right, so we've got a couple things going on with the Browns coaching search. Let's start there, and let's talk about where we're at in this thing and what we want. Because, I got a text last night from some friends. We're just kind of talking about what the situation is and who's here. And like they were asking about Robert Saleh. And I was like, a lot of places seem to have him on the list, at least somebody that the Browns need to talk to. Chris Shula. There's a lot of names there, Cliff Kingsbury, that you go back and forth on. And then you start asking yourself, do we want an experienced head coach to take over the Browns? Is that what we're looking for? Or do you want a young up-and-comer that could be here for a while and you could kind of cut your teeth with, knowing where the organization is and what the franchise looks like moving forward, and knowing that you don't have, I don't, you're just not all in on a quarterback right now. I know that there are folks that think Shedeur Sanders is all in on a quarterback, but I think the next head coach has got to have the leeway to be able to say, you know what, maybe this isn't the right direction we're going in. And I don't know that Kevin had that power either going into this last year, or if he did, he may have pushed the button too far with Gabriel, and maybe that's why he's not here anymore. So when you look at the situation the Browns are in right now, you can ask yourself this really simple question. Do we want an experienced head coach who has head coaching experience? That's obvious where the experience part comes from. And then, or do we want to take somebody who hasn't done this yet and maybe has been calling play? Like, I do think if you're going to bring in an offensive mind guy or defensive guy, they need to have at least called plays. I just, the thought of bringing in a head coach who hasn't called plays really is like unsettling to me. So, Dan, let's backtrack. Where are we on the search? And, you know, they talked to our coordinators yesterday. What's next?
Right, so they talked to the Browns coordinators yesterday of Jim Schwartz and Tommy Rees. They did both on the same day, which, by the way, the morning show was talking about a little bit. Do you see that as kind of a slap in the face to those two guys of doing both of them on the same day?
Not at all.
I don't either.
I don't think it's a big deal. Why would it be a slap in the face?
Well, more of like if you are, you know, serious candidates. Like, so today they've got Adam Durdee in, who is the defensive coordinator of the Seattle Seahawks. He is also from Middlesex, England.
Oh.
Initially as well. So, make sure we've got some tea ready for him around 2 o'clock. Maybe a couple biscuits. Nothing wrong with any of those things. And you know, the EPL along the way. So, we'll talk to him. You know, he's in town today, and he seems to be the only one that is in town today. Where yesterday, they did both of them together. Well, not together, but on the same day. So, that's where we sit right now.
So, is he kind of like the reverse Ted Lasso? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess so.
He'd be the reverse.
You could call it that way.
Ted Lasso.
Inverse, yeah. Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
Get behind that. He's been around the league for a while, too. He worked with the Cowboys for a little bit. He's bounced around.
Okay.
But yeah, he's the DC for Seattle.
Pip, pip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the curse words are all relatively the same.
They sound better, though.
Yeah, they do.
Why curse words sound better with a traditional old English accent?
You're right.
They're more meaningful.
It hurts more.
I think they get it a little. It's become such a normal part of our vocabulary outside of being on the air.
It's valid.
It does sound a little bit better, though, when there's a little bit of an accent to it.
Yeah. Okay. So he's in town there. I don't think it's a slap in the face to those guys either. Personally, it depends on the background of the guy. Like, Cliff Kingsbury does nothing for me.
Okay.
I have no interest in having Cliff Kingsbury as the head coach.
Odds makers like him, though. I don't know why.
I have watched Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach. I've watched Cliff Kingsbury's offense. There is a defined ceiling to it where he runs out of ideas. He's pretty good in the run game, surprisingly, but his passing game runs out of ideas. You've seen it with Jaden Daniels a couple different times where it just seems like, you know, it hit a certain point in the playbook where he came to an end and it said the end on the end of it. And then it just turned into what's the next play call to evolve off of this. And it's, you know, two palms in the air. So I am not a Cliff Kingsbury guy. I don't love Mike McDaniel as the head coach, but I love him as an offensive coordinator. But it's one of those, if you love a guy as an offensive coordinator, Andy, you're probably going to have to hire him as a head coach. Because those are the kind of guys that get hired as head coaches quite often. I like Mike McDaniel in a dark room with film rolling where he could just build an offense and be Mike McDaniel and be kind of an oddball and entertaining and all of that kind of stuff instead of him being the spokesman for my team.
I guess the word that caught me off guard last night was retread. Mike McCarthy. Is that a retread?
Very much so.
Yes. So,
and again, I've made my Mike McCarthy thoughts known at this point. It's just piling on. I am not a fan. I will not be a fan. I am very appreciative for the Super Bowl ring. Thank you. Thank you for your time. We've got it from here.
So who would be on that retread list?
Robert Saleh I would do because I think he got the short end of the stick at the Jets. I think the whole Aaron Rodgers thing and Woody Johnson and the way that that looked would make a lot of sense to me. You could talk me into that.
Kind of the way the Giants are looking at the Browns situation for Kevin Stefanski?
Yeah.
Or any other team that would look at Kevin Stefanski and say, you know, it was in Cleveland. Come on, man.
Like, exactly. Exactly.
Give this guy a chance. You know, hey, he finally took him to the playoffs and, you know, they stuck him with this quarterback. They put him with that quarterback. And, you know, they're always in fourth place, and really, where are they going with this thing? And they've got great talent, but they never know how to use it. And
if the Packers were to fire Matt LaFleur, I would pick him up at the airport. I would meet him in Titletown and just go, I am so sorry. Let me help you load those things into your car. Now, please get on my private plane and sign this contract. Like, that's, that guy knows what he's doing. He is a fantastic coach. If the Packers let him go, they've lost their minds. So, like, that would be a retread that you could interest me in. John Harbaugh would be an interest, a retread you could interest me in as well. What about you? Do those guys do it for you? Or is it the same that I look at it, where there's some guys that you feel that way about and other guys that you're just like, no, I'm done?
I mean, I'm just all in on hiring someone that has experience. And, you know, even if it's, like, to me, I just think if you feel like you had some consistency that was working, and if you really felt like, and this goes back to what Jimmy said the other day, that the roster was good enough to win, well, then isn't it easier just to tweak the head coach and leave some of the, a lot of things in place, especially since they're under contract already, and then kind of move forward? I still feel like, and I don't know if I'm reminiscing about the past, that we're sitting in the days, and Indians fans will understand this, Guardians fans, that, you know, there were the days before they moved down over to Gateway, right? And so they were at the old ballpark. Teams were horrible. We didn't care. They were our teams. But then all of a sudden something happened once it was out, you know, they're leaving the ballpark. Then they, you know, they brought in guys that were able to build the minor leagues. Then you got this crop of guys that came in with Ramirez and Tomy and Bell, and these guys that were like working their way through this thing. And then they started to grow and grow and grow. And then by the time they hit the new ballpark, they were ready to fly. And the only thing that stopped them early on was a strike. So, and then they took off after that. I kind of feel like we're on the beginning of the belt that will take us up. You know how you hit the roller coaster and you get that chain belt that starts taking you up?
Chug, chug, chug.
I kind of feel like we're at the bottom, and we're going to, like, this last rookie class kind of got the car kind of in a spot where now it's slanted, starting to go up. It's going up the hill. And I feel like at some point, if they can get, you know, once they get to the dome, that they want to have that team in place and ready to roll, and have you excited about a playoff team that is going to be moving into a new building that is going to, you know, like, take off at that point. I think if you could do that in the perfect world, that's what it would look like. I don't know that you can actually execute that, especially in football.
Is the reason,
but they did it in baseball, and they made the investment in the minors, and then moved it up. So was the investment then in the NFL, is it in the draft? And if it was, okay, step one was pretty good, if you want to look at last year only.
Right. I've always thought the same way, that there are steps to this whole thing.
Yeah.
That, you know, you kind of get to different levels, and then you find yourself to the top level. Is the reason you're saying you want a veteran coach because you want a culture set?
Yeah, I want young players to understand the game. I really do, and I want them to be able to grow and develop. You know, I think they need... I mean, if any coach that I would say is probably a winner already, so it doesn't really matter when you say, I think they need this. That they need someone that's going to be able to take, especially these young guys that they are drafted and will be drafting, and work them in the right direction. But if you don't have a quarterback, it doesn't matter. So that's where I'm torn on the, is Deshaun Watson really coming back? Could he be your starter next year? And where is Shedeur Sanders on the learning curve? Like, is Shedeur ready to take off? Is ownership and the front office getting behind a young quarterback who started games last year that you're willing to let him start next year? If you listen to the press conference the other day, that does not seem to be the fit. The fit seems to be like they want to bring in someone with some experience to drive an offense that can move forward. But they still got to rebuild the entire offensive line. There are too many question marks to make me think I want to bring in someone who's never done this before. And maybe you bring in a veteran coach, and that veteran coach may not make it to the dome either. But someone who's got to take the ship, send it in the right direction, and point it forward. This going back and forth and trying to figure out where you're going and trying to fight through whatever the quarterback may be, or whatever the roster is going to look like. I mean, there's too much turmoil. They need someone that can take a ship that is, you know, just going back and forth in the ocean and straighten things out and find some calm water. What is that going to be, though? Is that a young coach, which I don't see, an older coach with experience that's ready for a second shot? Maybe that's where we're going with this thing, and that's what I'm kind of like. That's where I want to go. Experienced coach
that knows how to get the ship going in the right direction, and he's got the ability to take young talent and make it better every time they step out on the field. What do you want? You want the proven coach or you want the unknown? 216-474-009.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
92-216-474-0092. Dan Menigan is in today for Jeff. Also, Brian Anderson is going to join us in the 11 o'clock hour. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, diving into the coaching situation for the Browns as we all kind of sit here in limbo. I kind of like I kind of like the fact that teams have to wait a little while. I mean, if you're gonna fire somebody there on Monday, right? And people are always like, oh, I want that next coach in there. I want to make sure that we don't, you know, miss the guy or do that.
I want an Oompa Loompa now, Daddy.
I do. I want an Oompa Loompa, but I don't. Not in this situation. And again, who knows? There might be coaches available next week, too. Mm-hmm. So once the playoff, I don't think you should seriously actually think about contracts until at least next week. And if somebody wants to jump in early and do something, I get it. Although I do think that teams that want to promote from within should be able to do that immediately. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think that would make sense. I mean, the Rooney Rule, though. I do think that it's important. It's important for the game.
Right.
And it's important for teams to get out and meet other people. And even if guys don't get the job the first time, that the opportunity is now out there and other teams are like, oof, man. And you can see how close you are. I mean, sometimes coming in second isn't the worst thing at all. Like, look at Vrabel, right? Remember, Vrabel was not happy that he didn't get the Patriots job at first crack. And, you know, he ends up getting it a year later. So things have a reason for working out. And but I do think that taking a deep breath and trying to figure out exactly who's available, who you can talk to. Although I hate to argue with myself on this. If you're going to fire a coach, you better have some kind of direction on what you want.
Well, there's an exception to every rule. Like Harbaugh would be the exception. Like I could see a team immediately being like, here's your contract. Just come in here now. And it's just because that guy is a culture builder. He's a team builder. You understand exactly what you're getting. Like it would not shock me in the slightest if the first domino to fall is John Harbaugh. And it's just one of these teams just going, you're not leaving our building.
I think he is the domino that sets the stage for everything.
Right. And that's, I would not be surprised. And I don't think that's a bad thing at all for that to be the case. I'm with you on the Rooney rule, of course. I want all of these guys to talk to everyone. It's why I actually give the Browns a lot of credit. When they do these hires, I mean, they'll probably end up talking to 18 different people, like somewhere between 15 to 18 people. I mean, that's what they did the last time before hiring Stefanski. They talked to a ton of different guys from a ton of different trees with a ton of different thoughts. Some of it being for offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator gigs along the way too, and head coaches, and just help get different ideas of how to do things. I think that's incredibly smart. I would do the same thing if I was in this opportunity. It's like, okay, let's talk to a lot of different guys. And if we fall in love along the way, then that's what we do. I would talk to inexperienced. I talk to experienced. I talk to guys who are too old. I talk to guys who are too young. Give me everybody.
I think they got it. I'm also wondering what the power situation is going to look like when this is all said and done. And where Andrew Berry, are we following Andrew Berry's vision alone? Because that room used to have four different voices in it, at least. So now you're Andrew Berry and Jimmy Haslam at the worst, right?
I think so, man.
I mean, I know that they've talked to other former general managers about trying to have a vision here of what they're looking for. I don't, what do you think the vision is? Give me a vision for where they're, I think I'm trying to think of the enigma. I don't know if that's the right word.
That's a good word, though.
Yeah, but not knowing exactly where you're going with a quarterback, I think makes this job less desirable. Sorry, I hate to say it. I think it's less desirable because you're not all in on a quarterback.
But you've got the two draft picks.
I know.
Does that do anything for you? Does that sweeten the pot? At least in your mind. Again, you're not a general manager, but we all like to be.
I don't know if they're in a spot to grab a quarterback right now, a quarterback that they might want, because they've fallen that far back in the draft. Even though you got they have three picks in the top 40. Mm-hmm.
You've got that second pick. You could move up to some team who wants to kick the can down the road another year. You know, if let's say, I don't think they would, but let's say Vegas looks at their roster and goes, "Man, we are way more than one draft away. You know, we got to rebuild a whole offensive line. We have no wide receivers. We're looking at a running back and a tight end right now, and a defense that is the sum of its parts with Max Crosby, who's grumpy at us. We're more than one draft away. We're more than one quarterback away. Maybe we should look to get the haul."
I kind of wouldn't mind if they did what they did last year. Take your sixth pick. If somebody wants to come up and somebody's sitting there that they want that bad, and you can still stay in the top 10 and grab another first-round pick for next year, we can play this game for a little bit. For another year? Because now you're looking at, let's just
can
say...
Can you, though?
Yeah, I think you can. One more year, at least.
You think you can?
Well, I think the hard part is the Myles Garretts of the world. It's the Denzel Wards of the world. That you're still trying to... I think if they kick the can down one more time... look at that. I mean, you could have a core of like 30 guys over three drafts that could really set the stage for the rest of your future.
I don't know. There needs to be some kind of direction. Like... there needs to be some kind of indication of growth on the offensive side of the ball. Because, Andy, the only reason I'm questioning it that way is I remember all of us walking into this season, and you, me, Jeff, a chunk of our fans, saw FanDuel and saw them put 4.5. And all of us were like, yeah, that sounds about right. You know,
I thought it'd be a little more, and that's where we ended up.
Yeah, well, looking at the roster, I mean, they hit the over, so everybody who had the over, good on you. But, like... we all looked at this and went, this is a 4.5 win team. And then the season started. And then all that went out the window. And we're all screaming and yelling at each other every single week after spending 3 months ahead of time going, yeah, they're a 4.5 win team. That makes sense. That's about right. Maybe they win six. Maybe they, you know. But like then we're all screaming at each other once again and saying that this is a train wreck and I can't watch this and they got to do something. They can fire this person, fire that person, fire, fire, fire. You know, you're going down that whole road once again where it's really easy for all of us to look at each other right now and go, oh yeah, we could do one more year of this. And then reality hits.
Hmm. All right, let's take a couple phone calls. I know folks, so the question again is proven coach or the unknown? Proven or the unknown? I don't need a coach coming in here that's a head coach that's never called plays, whether they're going to call plays here or not.
Now that I'm with you on.
I need someone that knows how to direct an offense or direct a defense. And I don't think that that's asking too much. Patrick's in Cleveland. Hey, Patrick.
How are you, Patrick?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. How are you guys doing?
Thanks for calling.
Well.
So you guys said, give me everyone, you know, young, old. Unfortunately, it all lands on Andrew Berry and or Jimmy Haslam. But I just wanted to hear your guys' take on this idea I'm floating around. What about Peyton Manning?
As head coach?
As head coach.
I don't think he'd want to do it.
He got through ties with Jimmy Haslam at Tennessee.
Yeah, I'd
He's a
see
Hall of
him
Fame
more
quarterback.
As...
So the last one I could think of was when Jeff Saturday came out from ESPN and coached the Colts on an interim basis. What was that, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? Mm-hmm. Somewhere in between there. And it was cool for one game, and then it completely imploded. And
Peyton
that's
Manning's
my fear.
A great mind, you know, great mind. Then you got Arch Manning coming out. God, he could possibly come on to the Browns. It's our biggest quarterback's our biggest problem. You bring in a Hall of Fame quarterback that does know how to call plays. That is a great mind, and like I said, I just think it would be a great fit. At least wouldn't hurt to ask, you know, hey, what do you think about this?
I wouldn't be surprised.
If he was a consultant, you could talk me into it. I don't think I want him as a head coach.
Patrick, thank you. Appreciate it. I think sometimes you get athletes that are amazing and outstanding as athletes, and sometimes that does not translate to being a head coach.
Ted Williams, the hitting coach. If you've ever heard stories of Ted Williams as a hitting coach.
I mean, I've heard stories of Peyton Manning, the player, and with other players, and I just don't think, based on some of the stories that I've heard, I just don't know if that's the right fit. If I was Jimmy Haslam, I would definitely lean on him to say, hey, what do you think of this guy? What do you think of that? Not to be the end-all, be-all, but to get his advice. I don't think there's any. He is a great football mind. There's no question about that. He's a great football mind. I just don't know if he's, like, when people talked about him as being a general manager, I kind of saw that a little bit.
I could see that, yeah.
I don't see that as a head coach.
It kind of worries me that he's never coached at any level. I don't know if he's coached his kids or anything like that. Yeah. Maybe he's done that. That was Jeff Saturday's thing. He coached his kids, and then they went, you know, Jim Irsay was like, hey, I need an interim coach. Hey, Jeff, come on down. And it was a mess. And yeah, Peyton Manning is probably, you know, a little bit of a bigger name and probably has more acumen than Jeff Saturday did. But Jeff Saturday was the starting center who was controlling the offensive line.
Like are you with me on this, on the great player thing? Like, that's why I was thinking.
You ever hear stories of Ted Williams, the hitting coach?
Oh,
he was the worst. He would look at these guys and would be like, why can't you hit this?
Yeah.
What do you mean you can't hit this? What do you mean you can't identify that's a slider? How are you not seeing the spin of the ball on these seams? Hmm. Like, he was a horrible hitting coach.
James is Shaker Heights. What's home? Home of the Red Raiders, my friend. How are you, James?
Doing well. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good. Well. Doing good.
Hey, I like what the previous caller said, but my idea is to bring in a younger coach. I know you have stated that you're not for a younger coach, but
I'll tell you, it's not the age. It's not the age. It's the experience. Like, if you have a younger guy that's called plays, okay, I can live with that.
I could be in.
But it's not, again, it's not the age, it's the experience. And I just don't think at this point.
We're building for the future. We're not building for today. Because today, right now, we have a losing mindset. And if you look at the league is getting younger. And if you bring in some older person, you're going to be stuck with him. You're going to be in the same position maybe 3-4 years later. We're looking at the future now, and we're building with younger people. Let's bring in a young mind and let the team grow together, coach.
But do you need an inexperienced coach with inexperienced players? Doesn't that bother you at all?
These players are not inexperienced. These players have come from
college. The rookies? Yeah, it's not. There's a huge difference between college and the pros.
They're rookies, and they can make that pro decision. You have a staff of coaches that can coach those guys into those positions. And that's what we lack. We need a manager coach instead of just thinking the coach is going to do everything. Yes, you get a good administrative coach that knows offense, knows how to run the organization, you can build for the future. And if you fail to do that and go with an older coach, you're going to be looking at the same old, same old.
I don't know. Maybe our James, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend, my friend. Maybe our definition of older coach is different. Like, it's not about the age. It's about where they've been, their experience, even if they just had 1 year of calling plays. I'm okay with that. I just, the thought of having to grow with a head coach, like, I don't need someone to cut their teeth in this job as the new head coach with guys that are cutting their teeth in the league. Because you played college football does not mean you're ready for the NFL. Can we play? I mean, Carson Schwessinger was the extreme.
Yeah, it doesn't
and
happen.
I also think that people don't realize that they did over the last couple years in college, that there's green dot guys in college now too that are hearing stuff. So that the transition for him to be the green dot guy when he came to the Browns wasn't as great as it would have been maybe 4 or 5 years ago to have a rookie do that. But I'm just this thought that instant impact with rookies, it just doesn't happen in the NFL. You're not throwing 11 young guys out there or 11 guys with less than 2 years experience and actually expecting to win. That's not happening. Want the proven coach? You want the unknown. Baskin and Phelps, Dan Menigan's in.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
16-474-0092.
Did you miss a moment in our show or the previous show, The Ken Carbon Show with Anthony Lima? Use the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. It is powered by Integrated Restoration, your local experts in water, fire, and storm disaster renovation.
Baskin and Phelps, Dan Madigan is in today. Want to be a part of the show, 216-474-0092. You can always hit us up on social media at CLE Talking Heads. And then always a pleasure to have our new friends this week who just hopped on board for us. We are now currently on YouTube. So if you want to watch us on YouTube where you can get great comments like Sammy Hill 93, take a look at that head of hair on Andy Baskin.
Damn right.
Do I need a haircut?
You look great.
I don't know. I got to go back and look.
No, yeah. You're doing great.
It's weird because Jeff's not here, so I'm looking. So Dan and I talk throughout the show, and I'm looking at Dan, and so you don't get to see Dan though. So you hear Dan, you don't get to see him.
Yeah, I may swing back and maybe I'll swing back and forth for a little bit. It's just a pain with having to run the board to then have to run back and forth and do all those different things. But it does look better on the YouTube when you're not talking to God.
That's true. I'm also doing the
not that I am. I am far from such thing.
Oh, it feels like that. I don't know. I'm thinking about rhinoplasty here after looking at this side view the whole time. Now I got to look at you this way or look at you this way. It's not easy. Also, I mean, you can get like, what do you got? Go Buckeye says it's going to be Dan Pitcher.
By the way, I've always thought that was the meanest name for a plastic surgery is the fact that the plastic surgery for a nose job is rhinoplasty. I always thought that was so mean.
Oh,
I always thought we could find a better name for it than that.
Yeah. Well, you know, deviated septum. I'd want to get my deviated septum fixed. That's the code word for nose job, isn't it?
Well, it's a little bit better than rhinoplasty.
That's true.
I mean, that's just mean. It's like you look like you got a horn coming off of that damn thing. Get it taken care of. It's like, no, that's not right.
It is weird, though, because head on, it's like it
fits
proportional.
As someone else who has a large nose, it fits with the contour of your face. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
It's byproduct of environment and hereditary. How's that sound?
That's all you can do.
Speaking of, I don't. There is no speaking of. I don't know what I'm even talking about.
Yeah, you can't save this one.
No, I can't save this from anything.
Left turn, kids. Buckle up.
All right, here we go. So we go back to the question of the coach, and I do think that there's a feeling there about whether you want a proven or an unknown, and that's actually one of the things I did see that was interesting was our Pippen 35-55.
Social media mentions powered by Schreiber and Julius Kluivert's premier jewelry store.
Experienced head coach who possibly hires the young mind as coordinator, position coaches, etc. That's leadership. I tend to agree on that. And then somebody else brought up Jason Garrett. I've said Jason Garrett a couple times here too. I just, when it comes to Garrett though, or it comes to Gruden, or it comes to Harbaugh, now you get into the power play situation. And they didn't win with Stefanski and Barry, and for the most part, they didn't win. One playoff win. I'm torn on how much power Andrew's going to have here. And if you're trying to hire an experienced head coach isn't going to come in and say, well, you do this and I'll do that. Like at some point, the experienced head coach is going to go, you know, I thought Kevin Stefanski was a decent coach. He did win Coach of the Year twice. Right. Remember that?
Two times.
And at some point, they're going to be like, look, I think I can't win with these guys you're giving me. I need better. And we can't, if you're going to move forward and you're going to go back and listen to what Jimmy Haslam had to say earlier in the week, they have to do better. They have to do better all the way across the board. And I do want the experienced head coach who knows what's coming. But the problem is if you know what's coming, I don't know if you're taking this job.
So here's my Jason Garrett issue.
Okay.
I wonder, again, when it came to Jason Garrett, very, very quickly, they brought him in as an offensive guy. Then they hired an offensive coordinator who was calling plays. Then they hired a defensive coordinator who was calling plays. And both of those guys were in charge of their respective thing. They had a special teams coach as well. And for about 3 years, I found myself reading pieces and seeing things. And again, could be jaded on this, so feel free. Call me out. I could be wrong and could be corrected on this. I never knew what he did there.
What Jason Garrett did for the Cowboys?
It was kind of like, if that guy's coaching the offense, and that guy's coaching the defense, and that guy's coaching the special teams, well, then what are you doing here? And you're not winning enough games that we could sit back and say, I'm setting the culture. It felt like Jerry Jones hired Jason Garrett because Jerry Jones wanted to coach the team. And that was the closest that he could possibly get to being on the sideline. And that's always my fear with Jason Garrett, is I have no idea how good of a coach Jason Garrett is, because it always felt like Jerry Jones was in charge of that whole thing, including Jason Garrett being there. Like Mike McCarthy felt like the first time there in a little bit that Jerry was not running everything. and was not coaching the team on top of it. That's my Jason Garrett fear.
So what would he be if he was here?
Jason Garrett?
Yeah, what would you, how, what?
I mean, you couldn't hire him for anything else besides head coach, right?
No, but I'm saying in that scenario of, like, I don't think Andrew, I hope I'm right on this. I don't think Andrew wants to be into that day-to-day, why did you call that on third down situation. I truly think Andrew wants to be the general manager that gets his head coach the players so that they're able to win. I know it didn't work with Kevin here in the end. And there were injuries left and right. And there was a trade that was hanging over his head. Like, I don't see Andrew as the meddler. Do you?
I don't. But Jimmy Haslam, on the other hand, might be a different story.
All right, so now he's sitting in the middle of this thing trying to appease both sides, which maybe was what we just witnessed. Isn't that a general manager's job in most cases? Although, again, if both guys are... Is the new head coach going to report to who?
Right. That's the other part.
Who is the new head coach reporting to?
Who knows what the structure is going to look like? And I think the only one that causes them to implode this whole structure is John Harbaugh, or let's say the Steelers for some reason lose and Tomlin goes, I want out and I don't want to go to TV. Like, those are the only two that are really floating out there that you're like, all right, yank the ripcord, blow this whole thing up, put them in charge. You hire your guys. You've got the whole thing. Let's go.
Ryan's in Jackson, Mississippi. I was rooting for Ole Miss last night a little bit there. Rhino, how are you?
All right, Ryan.
Hey, thanks for your call. And then again, Andy. Just a side note on that, Andy. Obviously, yeah. I was at a Jackson, Mississippi bar last night. My God, they were rowdy. They acted like us Tribe fans, obviously, versus the Cubs in the Game 7 or Cavs Game 7 versus Golden State Warriors. Every single play, they were in bated breath. Southern Bells everywhere. Wow, there's a lot of them. And they got rowdy. They never are winning, and they had
The Southern Bells got rowdy, or everybody was getting rowdy?
Those Southern girls, man, there's something. Hey, but I digress on that, man. It was fun last night, even though they lost. I hate Miami. I might be in Miami for that national championship game. I digress on that. It's all about the Browns moving forward, man. Andy, you said something. Me as a Browns fan, rationale that Browns fan hate to hear, which is losing one more season to just get this thing corrected.
I don't want them to lose. Don't get me wrong on that. I'm not in it to lose it. I'm in it to win it, and that just to get better. I need them to get better next year.
Forgive me. This might be an oxymoron, but I think there's a capability the Browns can win and rebuild at the same time next year. I just feel that if they get hypothetically, left tackle, wide receiver through free agency and trade back this year, and like you alluded to, getting additional first-round draft picks. I mean, look at the Dallas Cowboys back in the 90s. Look at, obviously, the Houston Texans with us. They took all of our picks. Rebuilding and still winning can be done, man. I think the Browns have an opportunity to get W's on the board next year, all the while still packing in these draft picks, man. And again, if Barry does his magic again, man. High five to him. He should be retained for a long period of time. Because, again, to win in the NFL, you've got to get a lot of first-round draft picks. And I think trading out is the best opportunity unless you feel that there's irrefutable guy there to maximize your future. But, hey, guys, great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Rhino. Yeah, I tend to agree with him on the draft.
It's really easy for all of us to sit here and say, all right, one more year in the sludge. And then the minute you get into the sludge,
it doesn't have to be
it's a
sludge,
different story.
Though. It doesn't have to be sludge. There are plenty of reasons to get excited for a team that might not be able to. But they just couldn't. They couldn't finish this year. How many times did they have the lead in a game and didn't finish? Didn't come through in the fourth quarter?
They tell you one-score games are kind of random. You know, that's what the nerds will tell you, is that one-score games are kind of coin flips, 50-50. They go either direction. Mm-hmm. You can kind of see where this, you know, some of it just might fall into bad luck. And maybe that's the case. Maybe Jimmy Haslam's buying the fact that the number guys are telling him that this year was bad luck. I don't know.
Maybe they need some magic.
Ah, didn't look like bad luck in my case. But.
Magic? Did someone say magic? Barberton, Dale, how are you? Dale, how are you?
Doing wonderful. Thank you, guys.
How are you, Dale? That was good.
Excellent. First time caller here. Listening to you guys all the time.
Glad to have you on board.
Thought I'd throw my two cents in there. So, John Harbaugh, obviously, he's the number one, but... on social media, there's so many people throwing out Coach Prime, and obviously his win record's not been great, but I'm curious, you know, with the culture change he could potentially make, what are your guys' thoughts of having Deion Sanders as the head coach of the Cleveland Browns?
All right, Dale, thank you.
You want me to take this?
Yeah,
you
go first. I'll hop in.
Absolutely not. No way. Number one reason I do not want Deion Sanders is because of his health. I worry about his health. I don't want to be in a position where my head coach has to take a leave because he is dealing with health issues. And if you want to look up what is going on with Deion, you'll see why. I do not want Deion here for that. That's reason one. Mm. Number two is more than anything, you start getting into the X's and O's, you start getting into the fact that that recruiting class took off and it kind of tanked a little bit. That offense isn't exactly the most evolved thing that you'll ever see in your life. Granted, he will change a culture. I just don't know if he's going to have an NFL-ready system that is good to go when it comes to what's needed to beat these teams.
Odds makers sure want you to bet on him. I can tell you that. I'm looking. He's 20-1 on one, 17-2. So just looking at some of these. He's a long shot, I would think, on this. Obviously, you'd want to, you know, you're doing it because you believe Shador is going to be your long-term quarterback for a long, long time. I don't see it personally. Could it happen? Yeah, it's the Browns. Anything could happen. You want to talk about being relevant. Do you know how many cameras we'd have around here all the time?
There'd how be many cameras- would belong to the media and how many would belong to them?
To the Sanders family or uh-huh. to, yeah, I'm just saying there, we would be, if you think you're relevant now because of Shador, whether you win or lose, imagine if Deion came to town. Just imagine.
And that's another part of it that comes with it. But his number one thing for me is his health. I worry about that guy's health.
If you're into marketing and you're into being relevant that way, then Deion Sanders would be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I want Deion Sanders to be the next head coach of the Browns. I'm saying from a let's make money point of view, they'd make a lot of money.
You're already making a boatload of money, though.
I know. I just...
Not that I've ever been in a position where I'm making a boatload of money and someone comes up to me and goes, hey, I can help you make more money. Because apparently, that's where a lot of stuff goes. Mm. They're big fans of that.
What's crazy is normally I would have said to you, no way. Are you guys crazy? This is nuts. But no way. This is crazy. This is nuts is the Browns. So... It just kind of feels right to say that. One more quick one. Kevin's in Cuyahoga Falls. Go ahead, Kev.
All right, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good.
Doing well, man.
Yeah, listen, I'm with you. I would love us to have an experienced coach. I mean, obviously, I think we're all on the same page. Don't we all vote Harbaugh? I assume we're all chips in on him, right?
I would be. Although I'm not. I'm right there with Schwartz, too. I'm good with Schwartz taking the job. Like, I think that. If Jimmy Haslam really believed what he was saying about the roster, then if you just change out the head coach, it might be that simple.
Gentlemen, a little bit of news. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, Browns have requested an interview with Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter for their head coaching job.
Hmm. Okay, we can talk about that. Finish the phone call and we'll talk
about
that.
Sorry, Kevin. Yeah, I just wish we had that out there.
That's an indicator that I guess I'm not happy about. I think we need an experienced coach. We got younger guys coming in. I think you need a guy who's been there, done it, who's mentored guys. I mean, obviously Harbaugh turned Jackson into what he was, and I would love to see him come here and do that with Shador. Obviously, we all would love that. That would be a dream come true. But I just don't think we need a new guy learning again on our dime. I would love to have someone who's experienced, who's been there. I'm not saying he has to have won a Super Bowl, but at least gotten the teams to a playoff, because I think that's the kind of guidance you need. And Andy, you made a great point. We don't know if that can happen, because who knows? If AB's in total control and you bring an experienced guy, he may want some control of roster, and who knows? That might be a battle that, I mean, that could be a make break, I think, in maybe this coaching decision. How much of a senior guy you bring in, how much does he want roster control versus how much AB gets a roster control? Who knows? We'll see. But I would love to see a more experienced guy. We're in orange and brown next year.
All right, Kev, thank you. Have a good weekend, my friend. Let's come back. We'll talk a little bit more about this.
I'll sell you on Jesse Minter.
All right, we're going to talk about Jesse Minter. Then
I'll sell
come
you
back
on Jesse
too.
Minter.
Plus, Brian Anderson joins us in the next hour as well. It's Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.